From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP says 24 hours of additional analysis is needed before a critical pressure test can be done on the runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Richard Harris says that test is a prelude to seeing if a new cap installed in the wellhead can contain or control all of the oil flow.
Up till now, everything has actually been going quite well with this new piece of equipment. They installed it on Monday, which was ahead of schedule. But the test does carry some risk. A worst-case scenario would mean that oil would form new pathways up to the seafloor, and those would be much harder to control. So they're being careful here.
NPR's Richard Harris in Washington. Six current and former New Orleans police officers are set for arraignment today on federal criminal charges in connection with the killings of unarmed people in the days after Hurricane Katrina hit the city. Four of the men could face the death penalty if convicted. The New Orleans Police Department is the focus of several ongoing federal investigations. NATO says eight more American troops have been killed in Afghanistan over the past day. A dozen Afghan civilians and troops were also killed in the attacks. NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul reports half of the American deaths were caused by a roadside bomb.
The military calls them IEDs, or improvised explosive devices. In Afghanistan, the size of the bombs has increased in the past year to the point where they're able to defeat even the massive armored and mine-resistant vehicles now used here and in Iraq. One such bomb killed four NATO soldiers today in the south. A raid on a police station in Kandahar also used a familiar modus operandi. A suicide car bomb breached the gate and then gunmen opened fire. June saw the highest number of casualties for foreign troops in Afghanistan since 2001, and July looks set to match it. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The government says retail sales are down for a second straight month in June. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what does this latest report show?
Total retail sales down by about half a percentage point, and that's more than most economists expected. It follows a sales drop in May.
So is there any one particular weak spot?
Two words, auto sales. They're down after some recent jumps. It's not totally clear why, whether the reason is pent-up market demand or credit remains hard to come by, or that people are simply being cautious because they're concerned about whether they'll keep their jobs. Now, if we put aside the dropping car sales and gasoline sales figures, which are down because of lower prices, overall retail sales would actually have been up a little bit in June. It's kind of hard to tell whether these new figures indicate that the economic recovery is stalling or not.
So, Paul, how do these figures, say, compare to a year ago?
Well, that's an interesting thing to consider. Even though we've had a couple of months of falling retail sales figures, the June numbers are 5% or nearly 5% higher than June of 2009.
So is the White House reacting to this yet?
Not yet, but in a couple of hours, Vice President Biden and Christina Romer, the head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, will talk about how they think economic stimulus programs have been working.
Thanks, NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. This is NPR News. Utah's governor is asking state agencies to look into the origins of a list purportedly containing names and personal information of 1,300 illegal immigrants. The list was sent anonymously to law enforcement agencies and news media outlets in that state. It was accompanied by a letter demanding that the people be deported. Several lawmakers in Utah are considering sponsoring a tough new immigration law similar to one recently enacted in Arizona. An expert advisory panel of the Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to vote today on whether to remove a widely used diabetes drug from the market. NPR's Richard Knox reports the drug is called Avandia.
In 2007, the FDA decided to keep it on the market, even though an advisory committee voted that it probably increases the risk of heart problems and death. Since then, there's been a blizzard of new data. Yesterday, another advisory group began plowing through it. They heard sharply conflicting testimony from the drug's maker, outside experts, and from within the FDA. Here's FDA staffer David Graham.
What's more likely? It's more likely that this drug is increasing the risk than that it's not.
The FDA has asked the advisory committee to come to a conclusion this afternoon on whether the evidence of harm has reached a tipping point. But the final decision rests with the agency's top brass. Richard Knox, NPR News.
For the first time since 1996, the National League has won Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, downing the American League 3-1. Atlanta's Brian McCann was the game's most valuable player. He cleared the bases with a double in the top of the seventh inning to set the stage for that victory.
To be able to come through in a big spot was something I'll never forget.
The win in the All-Star Game gives the National League team the home field advantage in this year's World Series. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.